Hey guys, my dog just took a big old shit. Made me think of the show. I gotta go to acting class tonight, and I gotta do a scene that is an argument. So I was hoping maybe you guys could get into an argument on the show, and I would transcribe it. That's the scene that I'll do with a scene partner. So, good luck. Break a leg, I mean. Let's see what you come up with.
Hey everybody, welcome to YKS. Mike, I didn't know we had actors listening to the show. I wonder if that was Tom Cruise.
Yeah, kind of disappointing, huh? Kind of makes you want to stop doing the show.
Yeah, it sucks that these guys are out there enjoying our show when basically they could be escaping into a world of fantasy at the drop of a hat. They don't have to live here. They can be wherever they want. They can be,
on planet.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they could. You know that's right. That's
they
right.
Could, for real.
Seriously could, man. They seriously could. We could try to get into an argument, I think. What kind of stuff's really pissing you off lately, dude? What kind of stuff's really ticking you off?
Nothing really. I'm having a great day. I'm here with my best buds. I'm here with Dan and Jesse. I'm having a great time. I'm ready to do the show.
Listen up, you scumbag. You have you are so dishonorable. You have the temerity to sit there and act like everything's going so great when you know for a fact that I fell down and I scraped my butt on the concrete. You know what I mean? You don't even care about me. You don't care about me. It was aggregate concrete. It scraped my butt because the gravel stuck out a lot.
Yeah, I don't care. I was just Googling where to get butt crack blood infusions around here. I was just doing that because I was just concerned about you. That's my bad.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Look up some of your more crackpot webs. Why don't you go on Facebook some more and find me some more cures, just like you found me a cure for my penis stink. Just like you did a few months ago. Oh, I heard my friend JF's penis stinks. I better go look up on Facebook and see. Oh, penis stink ointment. Yeah, you dip it in some milk. Great. Now, where did that get me? Ants on my dick. Thanks.
Sneaking some dick smelling medicine. Inside of in the hospital in a bottle of lotion. What's that? Bring that in here.
Going into the hospital like going into the movie theater when you were a teenager. Just a bunch of shit. Hopefully a girl coming with you to the movie theater is not so you can make out, but so she can stuff a bunch of like gobstoppers and shit in her purse so you don't have to pay. Because you've got 20 bucks. Hey, you got 20 bucks, okay? You've got 20 bucks, and that was a lot of money back then. But you got 20 bucks. You know the movie costs $5.60, okay?
Doing the math. No tip on any of this stuff.
Absolutely not. The servers at Chili's seeing you come in to the table and going, oh, I'm not taking this one. I'm not doing this one, you know?
Let me get $5 on pump 3. And then trying to do it in your head, like... Am I gonna have enough to fucking that rocks?
Boy, that sucks. But you know what? The cool thing about those times was, I will say, the cool thing about those times is, yes, you had less money probably, but the money was basically all spendable because what were you saving for? There's no reason to keep any money, right?
Yeah.
There's no reason to think about. Like, what if a bill comes in at the end of the month? Like, I mean, seriously, what if I fall down and scratch my ass? Like, in all seriousness, what if I have to go to the doctor? Never a concern at that point, right? Not my problem.
Yeah. I'm not just fine. The idea of saving money when you don't have any is so funny. Oh, you should be putting some back. I would love to. That sounds great. I'm totally on board with what you're saying. I should be saving a portion of my money and putting it back somewhere, but... For the life of me, I can't find it to put it back anywhere.
I've been meaning to talk to you about that, by the way. But the thing, it's such a relief because at that time, like I'll say now, when you spend money, even when you can afford it, don't you feel extraordinarily guilty about ever opening up the wallet for any reason? Like, do you feel good about spending money at any point or no?
No, not at all. I mean, when I'm like buying something for somebody else, like, you know, paying like bills and stuff. I mean, that doesn't feel great, but also it's like, well, at least it's taken care of now, you know? But if like, it's like, I got to buy, now it's like, I should buy something for myself, like a new blouse or something. And it's like, I'm not going to do that. It's like $30. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I'd rather punch myself in the stomach than buy something I would actually enjoy. Yeah. It makes you sick. Having to concoct these special, I mean, like having the show, right? Like, Oh, wouldn't it be funny if I got like a new pair of shoes, like for the show? Like, wouldn't that be funny if I?
Is that what you're doing?
Would people like that if I got some new shoes?
Yeah, just I'm on camera now, so I guess I got to get a whole new wardrobe, huh?
It's an investment. Yeah, it's an investment. Yeah. So it's actually a work expense.
Write it off.
Yeah, to get my eyebrows waxed. Okay, small beep there, which I did. I did get the eyebrows waxed, Mike. I was at the, I mean, to the barber shop, you know.
They did it at that fucking rinky-dink barber shop that you went to? They did the eyebrows there?
Dude, can we be honest for a second?
It looks so booty, dude. All right.
The place sucks. Okay. The place sucks. And the people are straight up rude.
They're nasty people.
They are mean people. Okay. However,
they thread a mean eyebrow.
The lady there gives me a great cut up. And I know you're talking about going to this place in Nashville, but if you want to compare receipts at the end of the day for what we're getting, what we're getting per dollar, I mean, you'd be getting your haircut twice as much if you stayed in town. I'll tell you that much right now. Plus, you could go over there to the P.O. box area. When I was in there the other day, they were training a new employee at the P.U. box. And
yeah, they had a big list of joke names going over it. This is Mr. Smelly Penis. Oh, he's here. This is actually a great time. Mr. Smelly Penis and his friend Fart Dog or whatever.
That is true. We got the Jose Canseco coffee beans came in. And she said that it was the whole place smelled like delicious coffee. And I was almost like, well, it's from Jose Canseco, so it's not any good. But I didn't even, I was just like, damn.
She'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I figured the less I volunteer about this stupid garbage, the better off. So I was just kind of like, damn, Jose, that's crazy. Canseco,
they're from Mexico. telling her little friend. He got something from Mexico. No, he's a baseball.
No, sorry. And actually, I'm not even. So I did that. And I was at the barbershop. My stylist was coughing a tremendous amount.
Yeah, that's the part I didn't like when you said that in the chat, that the other barbers were out sick and your barber was coughing a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And her son was at work with her, and also he was coughing. And
he was 9. Yeah.
And I was like, well,
he can't go to school because he's sick. So I brung him into work.
But she said she was cool. She said she went to the doctor. Nothing to worry about. Everything's cool. She's got the ivermectin. She's got the paste. So she's totally fine. Nothing to worry about.
She got the pills. She's got the paste. She's totally recovered.
She's hooking herself up to a car battery after work to make sure she clears everything out. So we're okay.
Don't worry. I ain't sick. I'm taking pure zinc. I'm just eating pure zinc.
Yeah, I noticed you were looking very blue in this. You're looking very blue in the skin. Is that?
That's the toxins getting flushed.
But seriously, they are really great there. But they had on the TVs, of course, it's movie time every time we're in the barbershop.
It was Spider-Man 2.
I wish it was Spider-Man 2. What I wish it? It was Spider-Man 2. It was on Freeform.
It was Money Train.
The movies you're mentioning are too good, actually, to be on there. Because it was on Freeform, Mike, and it's October, so everybody turns on Freeform, formerly ABC Family.
I didn't know that. I didn't know what Freeform was.
Yeah, it used to be ABC Family, so they would do 31 Nights of Halloween, right? But they've essentially tipped over all the way, just like Rob Dyrdek. Is that the guy's name on MTV2?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, just like they were like, oh, let's do this Rob guy's show every now and then, and now it's everything on there. So now, instead of just the Nights of Halloween and reruns of Clarissa Explains It All or whatever the fuck in the daytime, now it's just Halloween from dawn to dusk during the month of October on Freeform.
Dusk till dawn. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, now that's a different movie, I guess, probably. So they had on there... They were playing Casper. They were playing Casper the Friendly Ghost on the bar at the barbershop.
Yeah.
And it went from Casper to Shrek. And this to me is not, I feel like that's not the spirit of Halloween.
Was
Casper
it a Halloween Shrek? Or was it like a regular Shrek?
Standard Shrek. Standard Shrek.
Standard issue Shrek.
With Lord Farquaad, which, you know what? Watching it in retrospect, that actually is not cool that his name is Farquaad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I picked that up immediately.
You know,
proud of myself for discovering this children's joke.
sitting here 20 years later with the benefit of adulthood and a dozen Mind viewings blown. Under my belt, you know, some of those jokes are for the adults in the audience, I'm noticing. So that was
my
what
kid,
was on
my kid
there.
Actually told me that. He's like, it sounds like fuckwad. Is he saying fuckwad? And I said, hold on.
What?
So wait a what? Minute here.
Exhaling the bong hit. Wow. What is that? How'd you turn the TV on? When did you get here? But they had, I think I talked about this a couple months ago. They had, once again, the Dare desk was out front of the mailbox place. And I actually stopped this time to hear, and this time it was even dumber because I was full of, I looked like the guy walking behind the rich lady on the shopping spree in Beverly Hills because I had the packages all the way up yeah. to my nose, basically. And they were like, hey, you look like you're busy there. And I was like, yeah, I'm actually pretty busy. But I said on my show last time that I would stop and hear what your fucking deal is. So I'm going to stop and listen to what your pitch is right now. So they had the whole Dare desk set up. And they looked like they were, I mean, they looked like to me they were kids, which if you're our age, I think maybe you're aging into this thing where it's like everyone under 30, basically they're in the same bucket of like, I don't know, you're not the same type as me. I don't have anything to say to you. You could be in high school. You could be an adjunct professor. I cannot tell the difference between your ages. So I don't know if this is like a senior in high school or if this was like somebody's mom or something. Like, I don't even know. Again,
but they bullied you, right? They pulled your pants down, smacked your bottom.
Yeah, it was actually
stole your hat.
I had the Jose Canseco coffee beans up to my eyeballs, and they were pummeling me from all sides.
fucking punching the hell out of you.
They were doing the Johnny Cage Goro nut punch on me while I was standing there in front of the subway. But they, so the pitch is they just straight up want you to give them money for the DARE program. I was blown away. They were like, if you give us, and they had the little list of like, if you can give, you know, 20, 25, 30, 45, 50, 60, 70, $100. And here's what we can do for the schools with DARE. If you just give us this money. And I mean, I just laughed. I was like, I just can't even believe there's not even like. You know what? Like maybe ironically wearing the Dare t-shirt, like maybe you could get me to do that at some point, but I don't yeah. think you could. I don't think you can get me to straight up toss you an Andrew Jackson to tell the kids in school that
yeah,
the weed's bad
your,
or whatever.
I believe in your mission so much. I'm going to give yeah. you, I'm going to part. First, I'm not going to part with my money. That's the stuff yeah. I love the most.
Yeah.
I'm not giving some to you.
We were just talking about how we don't like to spend
drugs?
It on ourselves.
I'm going to give you money to fight drugs. Are you out of your mind?
The battle waging in your head is you give one person money to tell other people not to do drugs and then give your drug dealer the rest of the money in your wallet is sort of a tough, yeah, it's a tough spot to be in for those guys. So I don't know. I felt bad for him, but she was real nice. So I said, you know, best of luck with your whole stupid shit there. And then when I got in the car, I realized, and this was so embarrassing. I had a fucking huge booger in my nose the whole time. The whole time. And it's like,
no,
I don't care if the
bro.
Dare lady sees that. But you got to understand, I was leaned back all the way in the fucking barbershop chair. Dude, I was
oh,
all
no.
the way back like this. Yeah, dude, she was cutting my whole shit. She had the straight razor right here.
Oh,
she fucking
no.
saw the huge bat in the cave, man.
What
Insane.
Do? You
got
to find a new place to get your hair cut now.
I know. Calling in advance. Hey, are you guys really sick there, by the way? I need to... You guys really sick and playing the worst movies ever made? I'll come in right away if you haven't opened. Anyways, that was my fucking shit. What do you got going on?
Well, I'm trying to change the fucking 9-volt battery in this goddamn smoke detector over
Can't
here.
Can't find a 9-volt? What's going on?
It seems like it's happening more and more. It really wants that new fucking battery, JF.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
That's how they get, Mike. These new ones, they got all these smarts, but the battery still throws them for a loop.
Anyway, I had a booger the other day. Let's just start the show.
Oh, Mike. Well, how about this? I don't know if you saw this in the news. There's a group out here now claiming, an investigative group, which I love. I listen to podcasts all the time, investigative. A new group is claiming that the mystery behind the identity of the Zodiac Killer has been solved. Have you seen this?
Yeah. Oh, I bet when Ted Cruz heard this, he started fucking Ted Cruz, Zodiac Killer, started fucking doing the sweating on the fucking. I was with you last night.
If anybody asked, we were we were replacing the battery in my smoke detector. If anybody asks, okay. So I was up in the ladder. You handed me the 9-volt. It was the wrong kind. It was. That's probably what he was doing. But how about this? We got. I did a little research. I put this together, Mike. We've got the top 10 places the Zodiac Killer was hiding in plain sight. How about this, Mike? We got number 10 on the list. I don't know if you saw this. This is number 10, with the Zodiac Killer hiding in plain sight the whole time. Here we go. Number 10, he was in the movie theater watching the award-winning film Parasite. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great fucking movie.
Really good movie. Really good. No one, he probably saw it second time. In all seriousness, though, I did see how the Zodiac Killer was hiding in plain sight under Pharrell's big hat. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Pharrell's big hat. Yeah.
We love the hat.
That's where he was. Yeah, that's where he was. It says here, number 8, the Zodiac Killer hiding all this time in Lizzo's small purse.
Oh!
So.
How did he get in there?
How did he get in the small purse?
Let's see. Number 7, where was the Zodiac Killer hiding in plain sight this whole time? Number 7, he was organizing Firefest.
Okay, seriously, lock him up. Not just for all the brutal slayings. Okay, but also
for the meager portions at the food tents at Firefest.
Bad sandwiches. Bad sandwiches. Lock him up. Throw away the key. Yeah, number 6. Mike, this whole time, the Zodiac Killer was hiding right next to Waldo, and I couldn't find him. I was looking.
Where?
Could not find
him. Never find that guy. No wonder. He has a good hiding spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Number 5, he was hiding with all of the music videos they used to play on MTV. You remember these goddamn things? Music and videos at the same
video
time.
Killed the radio star, and I guess TikTok killed the video star, folks. It's sad but true. Yeah, where else was the Zodiac Killer hiding in plain sight this whole time? Well, it says here he was number 4, hiding with all of my missing socks from the dryer. At least his feet were warm. God bless him.
Looks like number 3 place he was hiding, JF, just going down the list here, in the basement of Comment Pizza. Pizza.
Oh,
let's
boy.
Hear it for Comment.
Oh, boy. That's right. The Zodiac Killer hiding in plain sight this whole time. Where was he? He was in the bathroom.
Number two. He was in the bathroom.
Yeah, no kidding. Like. No kidding.
And the number 1 place this Zodiac guy was hiding all this time was, statistically speaking, most likely as a member of law enforcement or an immediate family member of a police officer and aided and abetted by said officer in flagrant violation of the law.
Oh, boy. Hey.
Statistically speaking.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, I'm glad they got him. Or did they get him? I didn't read the thing.
I don't know. I think he got away.
Oh, that's too bad. Just like the Joker got away Christmas time.
He died, I guess, in 2018.
Uh-huh.
So they couldn't arrest him. And what's more, on his deathbed, he accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. So he's gone. He's in hell. He secured it at the last second. He clinched it. Buzzer
wow.
beater. He
wow.
was like, hey, you know what? Actually, you know what?
More I think about it, now with all basically you're sitting there in a hospital. You don't have anything to do but think. And
we almost had him.
Yep. Yep. But that's actually not all that's in the news, Mike. That would be enough. Honestly. That would be enough for me if that was the only thing going on in the news. But the news does not relent these days, and we're here to report on it. It looks like now Twitter, you heard this little bird app, you hear about this. Twitter is now testing warning labels on tweets, right there on the tweets, Mike. They've got these warning labels. Again, didn't read the story, but
yeah. That's sounds linked like right there though. You could just
sounds like a really compelling piece of media.
Definitely
go check it out.
Maybe it is before we go. to talking about it here.
Go check it out sometime. But I was actually able to put together a top 10 here. Top 10 warning labels.
Without even reading the story.
Well, this is what they should put on tweets, okay? This is actually the top 10 warning labels they should put on tweets.
Okay.
All right, number 10, the top 10 warning labels they should put on tweets, Mike. And this one, I really think this is true. I think they should put this one on there. Number 10 warning. Tweets may be cornier than they appear. Okay.
Yep. See some of these tweets out there.
Some of them very, very highly
Some of them
corny.
Should come with a corning label. Number 9, warning, conversations like this can be boring. That's
true
for most tweets on the
where are they even going to start with that? Put them on all the tweets and then come back and delete if some are actually interesting. I think you won't be deleting too many of them. Okay. Number 8, used to be a fave star guy. Now, if this is under the post, you know not to engage with this. Okay, don't have to pay attention to this guy at all. Just move,
that's
right,
what
move
he,
on.
That's what he wants most of all. Don't move feed on. Him.
Yeah, don't feed the
don't
trolls.
Don't interact with the...
Yep, absolutely. Pathetic.
Number 7 here, JF. Number 7, warning label, not the real Reba McEntire. Don't send iTunes cards to this person.
Yep.
Now, I don't have to tell you... I know you went through some stuff where you got ripped off royally by a fake Reba McEntire impersonator.
I think that it was fake. I know it was a fake Reba now, but I still think it was the real Reba's way of reaching out to me. I believe there's some kind of, we share kind of bond.
Of course it wasn't the real Reba. It's somebody working for Reba.
one of Reba's helpers. She has many of them stationed throughout the country. How about this, Mike? Top 10 warning labels they should put on tweets. Number 6, this user recently opened fire on a crowd of shoppers, killing 11 people. I don't want to read that guy's post.
I don't care about anything he has to say on politics, TV shows, anything. Get offline.
That is a quick way for me to disregard your statements.
You're getting muted. If you open fire on a crowd of shoppers,
welcome
to the mute list.
Yep. Get him out of here. Get him out of here, Mike. What do you think? What's up next? Looks like we're on number 5. Okay, how about this? Number 5. You have muted posts from this user, but sorry, it doesn't work. Twitter devs. Okay, well, you know
what?
Thanks.
Put that in there.
Thanks anyways. Maybe just make it work next time instead of putting them out. I don't know. Hey, I don't
know.
I don't work there.
Creating a whole warning label just for the fact that you... Number 4, if you unfollow this guy over his bad posts, he will have a meltdown.
Yeah, that's now that's almost one that's you're gonna make me want to do it there. I mean, don't push me, okay?
For me, actually. I hate when people, and I will get a temper tantrum, and you won't be able to fix it.
Mike is gonna have to go into timeout if you unfollow him over this post, okay?
I'm losing followers, the number's going down.
Well, it's the algorithm.
I don't know what I did to deserve this.
I guess this is what depression really looks like when the number goes down.
The fucking people who are obsessed with it. Noticing I'm losing some followers for this.
Very interesting. Very interesting that the number's going down after I post this post. How about this, Mike? Number 3, top 10 warning labels they should put on tweets. Number 3, this user recently converted to Catholicism as an adult. Disregard this freak's opinions. Not interesting. Look, you gotta go fishing or something. Come on, there's something you can do better. Everybody wants a hobby. I get it. You gotta
get
like
a life.
I don't know. Even Legos. Even
Sudoku
Legos
or something. I don't know.
Oh yeah, Sudoku's fun. Yeah, crosswords.
Number 2, this guy gets off on getting yelled at. It's a distraction from taking care of his 40 dogs on his Brazilian compound. Number 2, warning labels they should put on a guy's tweets.
Yeah, that one would get a lot of use and I think would help a lot of mental health out there if you're able to avoid that particular subset of people. Yeah, don't engage.
I love quote tweeting that guy and be like, this guy is, can you believe this guy? Can you believe this stuff?
Okay, this is one of the weirder posts I've seen today from the nasty freak making 10,000 insane
nasty
posts a day.
Posts every, can you believe this stuff? Crazy. I never. Shut the fuck up.
I'm starting to think this guy makes money off of being a disgusting psycho. I'm putting this together.
What the hell? What the hell?
That's why we need the warning label, Mike. That's why we need the warning label on these posts, okay?
And the number 1, I'm doing it. Get out of here.
Okay.
Number one, do not engage. This guy reviews TV shows on Letterboxd.
Oh, boy. Red flag. Big red flag. Yeah. Dan's putting a lot of stuff in this one. Leaning on Dan heavily for these.
for most of the funny parts in here is all Dan.
Otherwise, it's just two guys talking. Very weird. Would sound
Dan
very
writes
strange.
The show every
Dan
week.
Writes
that's
the show.
That's all me.
Okay, well, that's the two top 10, basically a top 20. Hope you enjoyed that. But now we have to do a quick update on an old Kickstarter, Mike. Here we go. This is
Dan, don't forget to put your fucking audio in this time. So we're not laughing at ourselves here.
No, I put my audio in. What are you talking about?
All right. This is an update on an old Kickstarter JF.
Yep.
Now, which one was this? This one was the I love this one. This one was the Treasure Hunter.
Yep.
Metal detecting sandals with an
Trevor
E-L-E-N.
Hunter. So, yeah, I took him down to the local pop punk festival, and they were popping. I assume Trevor sounds like a guy who likes pop punk.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see where you.
Like if you're a guy named Trevor and you like pop punk, Blink 182, you like what's another one? Better than Ezra? I don't know. I don't know. What the fuck? Who cares? makes no difference. It's a dead genre. It doesn't matter. Those guys are all
like... It's not dead, bro. Man Overboard, Fall Out Boy, Alkaline Trio, bro. It's not freaking dead.
Forgot this is your whole fucking thing.
Treasure Hunter, metal detecting sandals, JF. These were the sandals that you put on your feet there and they walk around and it says beep, beep, beep. There's a gold doubloon down here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why I need some doubloons. I need to buy specific shoes for my doubloons. This is actually a pretty recent one, Mike. This is from episode 213. Let's see. At the time we talked about it, it had just a hair over $1,000. Actually, to be more specific, $1,041. Somehow now it has raised $1,040. The rare going down by $1 total. I don't know what happened.
I'm pulling out of this. I cannot. I have too much invested in this, and it's not going anywhere. I am out.
That is very strange. What is the update on these guys? The funding was unsuccessful. Did not reach the goal as of September 18th. Golly, how many days after the show was that? When did we talk about it?
I think it was immediate one day after the release. He heard it and he said,
"Oh, okay.
You know what?
Well, you know what? I feel bad. I feel badly when we do that. When we give it the YKS kiss of death. Don't you feel bad when we do that?
Not at all. Yeah. No emotions whatsoever. I'm fucking like a Patrick Bateman.
Yeah.
Robot person. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you're a Patrick Starr type of person, actually. More like
what?
From SpongeBob. Well, they did start up a website, which I have to admit looks pretty good. Dan, why the fuck don't we have this kind of website? Dan, why
good,
the hell?
Right?
I'm working on it, man.
Can you make the website do this where the little guy, it's us coming up and this little, what do you call this when it comes up like that?
Responsive.
I can't do that. Yeah.
Some type of responsive.
Look at that. Oh, wow. Ooh, look at that. Wow. The shoes pop up in a really cool way and they kind of. Look, it kind of jiggles. It kind of jiggles around.
How much CPU is your browser using to do that?
100%.
Not important. You know, that's the end user's problem, not my problem.
$399 will get you a pair of these metal detecting shoes that look like absolute shit. But
yeah, I heard these are so bad. Even Kanye West said, "I'm not going to design those." Yeah,
I'm not going to design those.
Those look so bad that I, Kanye West, will not actually put pen to paper. I'm not going to draw these, okay?
P-U.
Yuck.
Yeah. Yuck.
But that is the same price, though, that it was on Kickstarter. So I guess now if you really want these shoes, you sort of have to think to yourself, and speaking of Kanye West, this is actually relevant. Do I want to get ripped off by a Shopify website, or do I want to get ripped off by Kickstarter and maybe have some recourse? Because it feels like here... there's no recourse whatsoever if this doesn't show up, right? Yeah. Maybe if you pay with PayPal, you can have some kind of... Would that be a way?
Maybe they refund. Bothering me that the logo is... what is that? Orange or something? Should be white. Should be white in the menu.
Orange! Well, look at the checkout page. I mean, now I was complimenting them on the splash page, but the checkout is
The checkout is not good.
Yeah. I mean, this is really crazy here. It defaults to Singapore as far as the country or region goes, and I'm not saying people from...
It seems like maybe you hired somebody on Fiverr from Singapore to build the...
That's my guess.
Website, maybe.
You can't edit your total of shoes. You just need to put your credit card in here and let Stripe process it. I'll not be doing that. I'll also be not checking the box that says I would like to receive exclusive emails because I think, as we said before, the email is causing me a lot of problems right now.
As soon as you said that, I got a notice in my email that said you're using like 70% of your...
No shit. Dude, Google must have some big bills due because they're coming after us. Google finally got their electric bill at the end of the month. They finally figured out. Holy shit.
Oh, no.
How many computers we got plugged in? Good Lord. Turning the thermostat up by like 1 degree, hoping to shave some money off. Yeah, man, I'm serious. I went through and I did the quotations around like your bill is ready to be viewed or whatever. Yeah, knocked out the... I'm never clicking on those, right?
You got to do that. There's probably some shortcuts you can do. Like somebody wrote in about a Python script or something. But you got to be 15 gigs, just not enough for it's all not, of your stuff. I mean,
it's not. On. If you want to be able to search for the last decade plus, what day you ordered the mouse pad that you haven't seen
your
since you moved
houses. Your use case is psychotic. I just have to say that because nobody is searching that far back in their email for something they bought. I will go to Amazon and look for the invoice and the order.
Yeah, but what if the orders page is down when you need to tell somebody?
The Amazon page is down.
If Amazon's down, we got bigger problems. Amazon got their electric bill too. So this is the Treasure Hunter checkout page. Doesn't look good. Does look like you can buy it though. I mean, I don't know. I don't think I would. If you go to their shop, what do we see? And boy, it's really slow as well. So you do have the Fast Finder,
loading,
the Mountain Walker.
All those,
I know.
Yeah, the fucking accoutrement that you could buy.
Yeah.
Wireless Bluetooth headphones, knockoff AirPods.
I thought that would just be a sticker or a case for the AirPods, but it's not. It's just a straight up knockoff of the AirPods that says Treasure Hunter on the side.
$30.
$30 for that. Boy. You've got the shovel, which you do need the shovel, I guess. That makes sense. The AirPod case doesn't make sense to me, but the shovel tracks is like if you're going to be finding stuff. Like, what about a bag? What about like a satchel? You know, like one of those drawstring bags. You can put all your treasure in there, right?
All your doubloons. I'm going to leave all these doubloons laying around on the ground so some guy can dig them up later.
300 years from now, yeah. That was one of the main things that they used to be able to chop open a coconut. That was fun for a couple of hours. And then after that, it was like, well, what do you want to do with these doubloons?
Well, you want to leave all this shit laying around or what? Get out of here.
Well, what am I going to do? Save it? You know, we don't have Bitcoin hasn't been invented yet. Yeah. So obviously this is just fiat currency, you know.
It's worthless, basically.
Sad. I'm so glad I don't live during those times. I'm glad I live during right now, during the good time of time to live. Well, that was the update on the old Kickstarter falling short, you know.
If you went back in time and showed like a caveman a Lazy Ape NFT, it would blow his mind. It really would blow his mind.
I think probably the caveman would say, that's my friend, Clarence, right? Like, are they like friends with those guys, probably? Not sure. That was the update on the old Kickstarter, Mike. We got to jump into the six-pack, but first, a quick word from our beloved sponsors. Today's episode of YKS sponsored by Honey. Okay. Settle down. I know what you're thinking.
That reminds me of that song from the fit, Honey, Honey. I don't know if we can say that.
What? Sorry, what song? You're talking the ABBA song?
Sugar, sugar. Bum, 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 bum. Got a coupon. Bum, 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 bum.
There's a lot of songs with honey in there, isn't it?
Yeah. Big topic, and it's no wonder why JF, with this crazy plugin that everyone's loving, no wonder there's so many songs about it. We've all been shopping online, JF, and we've all seen that promo code field taunt us at checkout.
Yep, Yep, the promo code Field and I are true enemies. We go way back with each other. No love lost between me and the promo code Field. I swear.
Like the Highlander fighting through time.
Haven't seen that, but I'm sure it's about honey as well. So many things are these days. But thanks to honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Yeah, like the Highlander, I guess. I have not. I've not seen it. I knew a girl that was super into the Highlander stuff when I was a kid, and I never it was one of those things where it's like, you seem so into it that I know it's just like not for me right off the bat. Like, I know.
Yeah, like Doctor Who guys or something.
We share so little interest that I know there's no chance.
I could never be into Nightman, the show that was on USA 3 a.m. in the 90s. But you are very into it. That's fine.
And that's okay. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Now, it might find the second best, the third best, and the fourth best, but by the time it finds the best, all those are out of here, and it stuffs the best one in there for you. That's why we love Honey. It also supports over 30,000 stores online. Now, Mike, why don't you name those 30,000 stores? Just kidding. You can't. You're not allowed. They range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery. Yeah, I think you know the ones we're talking about, okay?
Yeah.
But here's the question on everybody's lips. How does it work? Well, picture this, smart guy. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites we can't name. When you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you have to do is click Apply Coupons.
Is it coupon or coupon?
That's a throwback. Wait a few seconds. Wait just a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons or coupons it can find for that site. Shouldn't take long. Be patient. Okay, just sit there and you tap your watch and your foot at the same time. Kind of a fun gag.
Not long now.
Not long now, you'll be saying.
Here come the deals.
Putting your deals rain jacket on and covering everything up. Here it comes.
Down the hatches.
My bones ache when the deals are coming in. Now,
deals are coming, closing the shutters and shit.
If Honey finds a working coupon, which in my experience, it almost certainly will. This thing is the hardest working extension in showbiz, and I really believe this. You will watch those prices drop, drop, drop. Now, what has Honey saved me money on? How much did I save? I'll tell you all about it, okay? And this is the real dirt, okay? Honey was there for me when I needed to save a little bit of cash on a purchase of some officially licensed clothing and or memorabilia, okay? From
wow.
Yeah, I'm serious.
It's the real deal. It's got the reflective guy on it.
Or et cetera. They can't fake that. That's right. No matter which sport you like to look at or play yourself, Honey is going to hook you up with a deal on some of your favorite memorabilia. At least they did for me, okay? I saved myself a pretty decent chunk of change because I'm paying for the real stuff over there. So I'm talking about $10 off of what I'm sporting around the house now. And everybody says I look so handsome. And that's what it's all about.
Tons of compliments.
So many compliments. Why don't you get some compliments for yourself, okay? Honey has found it's over 17 million extremely good-looking members, over $2 billion in savings, okay? And if you want to get hot like the rest of us, here's how you do it. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. So here's what you do. It's literally free, installs in just a few seconds. By getting it, you're going to be supporting the show and doing yourself a solid as well. It's a win-win situation. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/YKS. That's joinhoney.com/YKS. Also sponsoring today's show, Mike, our friends at BetterHelp. Now, you know what BetterHelp is, don't you?
Yeah, I do, JF. It's a place you can go on and you can talk to. don't do that to me. JF, BetterHelp is the following should not be read verbatim. Please thoughtfully draw from.
skip that part. Mike. What interferes with your happiness is something preventing you from achieving your goals. BetterHelp is going to assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Now, in Mike's case, it might be, Mike, we can tell that you have a problem following directions first time given. We can tell you have a problem playing well with others, okay? We can tell you have a problem staying focused and on task, okay? Mm-hmm. And they're going to sit you down and they're going to say, well, we can't do anything, and kick them in the bin. Just kidding. Although that's what I would do if I worked at BetterHelp. I swear to you, that's what I would do if I worked at BetterHelp. I would refuse to see Mike. He would be a terrible patient. I want nothing to do with this guy. After we close this call, that's the end of my dealings with him. Okay?
You can send a message to your counselor anytime, JF, and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. That's great with the pandemic and stuff. You don't want to be, you want to be going out there doing in-person stuff.
You know what? It's actually weirder when you take it seriously and read it legitimately. Okay. It's actually more off-putting when you do it like that than when you goof off and go crazy. Listen up, gang. You don't have to sit in those uncomfortable waiting rooms anymore. What? I don't know what guy came up with these waiting rooms. I don't know if he's been tried at The Hague for crimes against humanity with these waiting rooms he came up with.
Come in and sit down on the worst seats possible. Come on, gang.
Listen up, pal. You have done your last evil deed against humanity.
Well, how about some old magazines to read? Would you like to listen to someone else's ringtone while you're here?
With BetterHelp, listening to someone else's ringtone is a thing of the past, Mike. You can start communicating under 24 hours. No rush, though. I mean, you can do it, I guess, probably whenever you want. You don't have to do it right away. Some people have a fear of commitment, Mike. And for you guys, you know, listen, BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed, okay? It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. Now, the service is available for clients worldwide, so anywhere you live on this crazy mixed-up globe of ours, BetterHelp's going to help you out, okay? And there's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. Did you hear me step away from the mic to breathe in?
I did. That was professional. Anything you share is confidential. It's convenient, professional, and affordable. Check out the testimonial. I don't think I was supposed to read that. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp, JF, that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states.
Now, that's a lot of states. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at BetterHelp.com/YKS. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/YKS.
Six pack time.
All I just want to say
you can stop saying okay during the thing.
Well, how are you going to know when I'm every time? Okay.
You're doing it again.
What? Mike, it's time for the six pack. We've got six Kickstarters here. Let's run them down. Let's run them over. Let's run right the hell through them. What do you say?
Let's do it. I got one called Personal Flying Vehicle for Future Transportation. Now, this one was...
Yup.
I love this one. And I wish this was a video episode so you could see it.
Yeah.
But this one is so good. It's basically a computer chair, like a gamer chair.
It is.
With a bunch of rotors.
Well, now, you're right. Okay, so the rotors are obviously the thing that's going to draw your eye first, because let's try to explain what this is. It looks like we've got... So on the sides, on the front, like you go out from the front corner of your computer chair. Chances are, if you're listening to this show, you're sitting in a computer chair while you do it. And just imagine the front right and left corners sticking out from there. We've got two pairs of rotors. You've got one on top and one on bottom, and these are in basically the Mad Max style. This is like a futuristic. Crazy punk rock pop punk aesthetic. Trevor would like this.
This has like what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 rotors on it with 12 blades each.
Yes.
And they're extremely close to your legs, it feels like.
What could this be made out of which would not hurt? Because I'm trying to think of the material, even if it's like that. Because you can kind of look at this and the sheen of it makes you think, oh, maybe that's like the vinyl they put under like a door at a bar bathroom or something. So it sweeps all of the crumbs in one direction.
Keeps the piss in, yeah.
Yeah, keeps all the piss from flowing out into the hallway. Even that would hurt a lot, right?
Yeah, it would suck ass to get whipped by this. goddamn thing.
On the other hand, maybe it's sheet metal and it'll just fucking slice you in half.
I'm not a helicopter scientist or anything like that, JF, mm-mm. but I don't know if this would, you think this would fly?
I don't think, so first of all, how does a helicopter work? Don't know. Not 100% sure
it's
on that.
It's in the blades. It's got to be mostly in the blades.
It just goes up, doesn't
it's
it?
A huge
the helicopter.
Part of it. Yeah.
I mean, like, look at this. Like, I've got this thing here, right?
Yeah, that's a drone. Oh, I keep them away from me. It's a drone.
I've got this little drone, and it does have, like, it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It has 8 blades, right? 4 independent rotors, 8 blades. It's evenly spaced, I think, designed with the weight of the object in mind. Now, I can tell you this right now. The weight of this drone is under 250 grams, because that is the limit at which you need to start talking with the government about what. That's when Uncle Sam is going to say, you're not allowed to, you know, play with your toys. Uncle Sam wants a cut every time you play with your toys now, you know?
Yeah.
Now, if you just try to, now let's try to convert that into pounds so it's a useful measurement for us, okay? 250 grams to pounds. Now, that is about half of a pound. That's about half of a pound. Now, we don't have to get into specifics about what a person is weighing who's sitting in the computer chair. And we don't have to get into specifics about what the computer chair itself weighs. Although I'll tell you right now, it looks like it is welded to a steel frame.
It does look very heavy, right? The thick metal with the holes in it, or maybe it's aluminum. I don't know.
It could be aluminum, yeah. But also there's like a toolbox sitting on top of the base as well, which could be the battery.
Like a server rack type thing. It's like,
yeah. Here's what I'll say. If my drone is half a pound, right, I think you are talking at least 500 to 700 drones worth of weight in this object, don't you think? I mean, who knows what these rotors are? I mean, the vinyl. I mean, it looks like he didn't even skimp on the stuffing for the seat, because it looks like it might even be comfortable to sit in, which... I would deprioritize comfort. God knows the airlines did. But if you're just going to be, if I think my main goal is, hey, how long can we keep this motherfucker from crashing? Maybe I don't need the bolstered seat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Rocks,
I don't know,
man. Plus you get rid of the, I mean, I think when you start it up, what happens is you automatically get some of the weight taken off because it cuts your legs off on startup. And then you're like fucking flying up in the air.
Yeah. Oh, now we're really moving. Now we're really
drop that dead weight.
If you look at the picture here, it looks like it does. It is cool. It does control with what looks to be a PSP or perhaps a Vita. Yeah. So that's kind of an interesting way of controlling it.
Modded PlayStation Plus. The 3 rotors is stable vertically. I'm looking this up, but it needs some additional tweaking to be able to be stable for rotation. Here it seems to have been solved by using contra rotating pairs of rotors.
Okay.
Technically it can work, but it may simply be a cost issue for the design. So maybe it could fucking work and launch this guy up into the air.
I'm begging this guy not to get in this. Don't.
Probably shouldn't do it. Probably
never turn this on. Yeah. Stay away from this thing. Don't turn it on. I don't know how you built this. I have no idea how you did this.
This must be destroyed.
I do see that there is a smart scale in the background of one of these pictures, which makes me think he is like weighing this and maybe himself to see how high up he can go. And then, you know what? Instead of being comforting, that's actually troublesome to me. That is actually, I'm worried about that he's gotten to that point where he's like, maybe if I can just shave off a few pounds here, if I just hit the gym, I can maybe get this thing flying all the way to Nantucket, whatever the fuck. I don't know. I'm worried about it. I don't want to see this happen. I'm not going to be contributing $1 for, I don't know. Actually, maybe I would provide $1 to see more pictures. I actually do want to see more pictures of this. I just don't want anyone to be near it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you could maybe put like a fake dummy or something in the seat and then fly it around.
That I'm actually interested in, because if someone, like you post on YouTube, like guy in jetpack flies around the bay, like that's actually...
I'll watch that.
That's cool. I'll click on that, you know. But this one, I'm...
There
this
he goes.
One, at least they're over the water in those, right? Like the water is shooting out. And you're, like worst case scenario, you fall down and a shark eats you, you know, which that's going to happen anyways. That ain't the fault of the jetpack, you know? That ain't the jetpack's fault. You was in the water. That's where the shark is. Makes sense that a shark lives in the ocean, you know?
Oh, for me?
Yeah, right?
Oh, I mean, is this mine?
If you're a shark, the guy in the jetpack has got to be the ultimate cock tease, right?
Yeah. Oh, this is what I call fast food. Now, this is what I call fast food. That's the shark.
You're just doing the Hanna-Barbera shark, whatever that guy's name was. Jabberjaw?
What was his name? You're doing Jabberjaw? Ah, don't mind if I do.
Great character. Great character. Time for a reboot, I think.
He was me too, unfortunately.
That is sad. That is the personal vehicle for future transportation of the flying variety. $5 pledged of a very meager $4,000 goal.
Yeah, some a lot of stuff seems off.
A lot of stuff seems off. Yeah, four backers, 19 days to go. Best of luck, and by that I mean it does need to be turned into scrap metal. I think that's a concern. but that's a good one to look at if you want to. Mike, I've got one for you called Air. Throw your phone. Dynamic and safe aerial videos for everyone. Simply throw your phone to get unforeseen, engaging, and immersive perspective. Let's check out this vid.
Hey, Kickstarter.
Hey.
Throwing GoPros.
Oh, that's us.
And now we're here to break the rules of traditional filmmaking once again.
No, you can't.
Throwing our smartphones.
Martin Scorsese just fucking ripping his shirt off.
This one rocks.
This is interesting.
This is the Air Type. Type as in throw your phone. And it okay. really is that simple. Here's how you set it up. Insert your phone.
It looks like a big, it's a big Nerf gadget, basically.
Yeah, what is that? The Screamer one?
Nerf was fucking awesome.
So dope, dude.
We researched countless materials and worked with experts of all different fields. We made sure that no matter where it lands or crashes, your phone and the Air Type will be safe.
Just throwing it against the wall is really good. Of testing. Oh, bro, he kicked it. Oh, my God. That's not a hacky sack, man. That's a Samsung Galaxy Note. Be careful. Those things are fucking explosive.
Drone striking somebody with this thing.
Jesus Christ. Look at this.
And who are we, you might be wondering?
Nope.
We are Air Video, a small startup.
Do not care at all.
Footage available to everyone.
Not interesting
you don't need
to me.
Complicated gear or permit anymore. All you need is your smartphone. And
wow! Just wait till Uncle Sam hears about this. Oh, they got a new toy.
I need to get some of this action.
Yeah, I need to wet my beak.
Oh, by the way, we also redesigned the original Air for GoPros, so make sure to check it out down below.
All right. Well, I don't know what that is. I guess the throw your phone. There's another. What is the original Air? Let's see. Now I do want to know. That got me hooked now.
Oh, my God. I've just got some breaking news from Stefan here. He says, folks, the alarm has been fixed. He got his smoke detector fixed.
Wow. End of an era.
Let's get a 21 beep salute.
That is good. The Air, so you can throw your GoPro or you can throw your phone. Oh, that's the difference, right? It's either your phone or your GoPro. You can throw either piece of incredibly expensive, very delicate electronics. Any one you want to throw, you can throw with this thing. Now, I guess the competitor here, obviously, Mike, is, I hate to do it once again, but I got to go back to our old friend, the drone. I mean, you're talking drone versus phone. The battle for the ages. I don't know. I was very dismissive at first of the idea that you would ever want the perspective of a thing flying above. Like, why would anyone do that? And then the instant you do it, you go, oh, this is actually really fucking cool to look at. Now, that's as far as it goes, granted, is it's just something cool to look at.
It's all you can do with it, yeah.
You can basically just look at it. But I think
look at
there
that.
Are... Wow! Check that out!
Well...
But it is cool to look at. So, you know.
It is cool. And you can get those same shots on the cheap with this. Man, seeing it fall and hit the ground is so stupid because it's so bulky.
It's huge. Right? It's enormous.
I mean, it is so big.
But the thing about it is if you can beat with a drone, the drone can make maybe this thing can only go up in the air for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But and I don't know how your arm strength is lately, Mike, but I can't be throwing something. Oh, okay. If I throw something in the air, it's coming down well before 30 minutes is up. I mean, maybe even before 10 minutes is up, if I'm being honest with myself. So I don't think, I don't know. Maybe this has an application if you're doing like a real guerrilla film shoot. Yeah. And you're like, what if, would it look like if this guy fell off a building? And for some reason you want it to be the guy, the first part. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I mean, you're doing essentially the same shot over and over again, right? You're doing like a shot of the phone going up in the air and then coming back down.
The only time this would be useful, I think, is if your main character was a Nerf football. That would be the one time where this would really... Because you can't hide the fact that he's committing suicide.
If you need that shot, this is the perfect...
For the director of a Nerf football commits suicide by jumping off a parking garage, finally, your dream is possible. They said it was unfilmable, but now you can really do it. And I've already given it a score on Letterboxd. Don't tell anybody, but... As far as this goes, I just think you can't hide the arc of someone throwing it. Like, it's just always going to look like it's being thrown.
With a drone, you can at least be like, damn, this crazy shot. They can fucking rent a helicopter for this shit.
Right. Yeah. With this one, it's like, do they rent like a guy who can kind of throw far? Do they rent like a Mac quarterback or something? I don't know, but for the right person, I guess maybe this really hits. At $46 about. This big piece of foam will hold your phone. And you know what? That's the other thing is you sort of have to trust that your phone is not going to fall out of this, right? Because otherwise it's a huge disaster. So I don't know. What are you doing on your phone case wise? What do you got on your phone now?
I got this big honking battery case on my thing.
Yeah.
And it makes my phone into this massive piece of shit.
Unwieldy. Actually looks like it's even slipperier than it was before, perhaps.
Extreme. Yeah. I put it in the pocket of your sweatpants and then
gone.
Stand up and it's falling out. Just unwieldy.
That's where the Zodiac Killer was hanging out. Yeah, he was in my sweatpants with the too short pocket. It's like, what is that? I don't understand what was the deeper pockets going on? Who did the pockets on this? I mean, I know that the thing with gals is they're like, well, you put the dress on and if it has pockets, it's a real winner. And we're over here, we're sort of privileged because we have pockets all the time. It's just they're too small, right? Like no one wants to hear this shit from us.
Yeah.
But they're like sticky note sized. Like, what am I putting in here?
Okay. Here's the problem. The one side of my phone case wider than the other. So if I put it in like this, it's fucking top weighted and then just falling out. So you got to take it out of the pocket. That's the whole day I'm doing with this stuff. Yeah. Just dealing with my phone all day
long. Dealing with your phone. Yeah, well, you basically, it's a part-time job now. Taking care of your phone. $17,000 of $63,000, 354 backers, 22 days to go. 354 backers, that is a lot of people who want to throw their phone through the air while recording it. But it's like a German guy thing, you know?
It's a German thing.
Yeah, I don't know. German guys, I don't know. Wish you all the best. It's just not, you know what? We just ain't going to see eye to eye on any of this stuff. I don't think me and German guys are going to, yeah. But anyways.
I think you would get along with a German guy.
You think so?
Guys could bond over like some food or something.
Oh, what do they got?
What do they got? They got the bratwurst or something.
Go back to that. I know.
Beer hall, huh?
The Bavarian beer house. Yeah, dude, you got to go in there again, man. It's so fucking good. You get the sausages. I love to get the sausage meal with all of the different dipping sauces. You get like the sweet. You get like the hot mustard, then you get like the berry sauce. It's like lingonberry sauce or some shit to dip the sauce. And you got the big piece of bread, pretzel, beer cheese.
It's delicious. See, you and a German guy going to town on a really long sausage.
Yeah. And then he picks up my phone and fucking wings it across the beer hall. Then we're really cross.
JF, I got something for you called Fuel Bus.
Okay.
Dan, just add a... Add like a funk sound effect in there. I got Fuel Bus. Fuel Bus is a fuel delivery app that delivers fuel to your vehicle wherever, whenever you need it. Now, this isn't the first fuel delivery company, right?
It's not. I remember there were at least two because I remember one of them being named, I think, Yoshi. Wasn't that the name of one of them?
Yeah. One of them was Yoshi.
The idea, you at work, you say, my car almost out of gas. You pull up the Yoshi app, and instead of a delightful little green dinosaur rolling an egg your way, it's actually some guy with a DUI driving a truck full of loose gas over to your parking garage.
Well, that's the best. That's the best part about this one, because they are hiring like these contractors and stuff. The
oh boy.
The gig workers to drive.
Wait, so this is Uber for gas?
Yeah, they explicitly say that in the thing. No. They're like, this is, we're like Uber or whatever. It's one of those where they're like, anyway. And the part of the video where it's like, it's simple. It's not simple at all. I just thought it was funny.
I don't like this. I don't like, and I don't like that the guy who made it is named Keck Jones. I don't like that. That's not good to
change
me.
Change your name.
Sorry.
Do you ever wake up, get in your car, and realize you forgot to fill up your gas tank the night before?
Yeah, but you're in your
car. The car.
And it's out of your way.
What the?
The gas station.
It's not 30 minutes.
It's not 30 minutes.
About the amount of germs a gas station has festering around it.
What?
Yeah. Offload those germ concerns to your gig worker, contract person.
Vehicle in an area with viruses.
What the fuck? What is this guy talking about?
Yeah, you don't have to get dirty. Just the all you have to do is nasty poor people working for us have to get dirty, so don't.
Oh my god.
Oh, here's the how-to.
The date and time for your vehicles to be filled. You'll then select the level of gasoline you want to fill your tank up to. Select your vehicle from a list of your previously entered vehicles. And then specify.
How do they know how much gas is in there?
Specific location for other reasons. You'll then be prompted with the payment option, in which you're allowed to pay with a previously saved credit card or enter a new card if needed. Now all you have to do is leave the gas cap open so the driver is able to fill your car up. Don't worry, the fueler will close it when they're finished.
They probably will not do that.
That's similar to what we are. Some other startups that deliver gas.
Yep.
We have something that differentiates us from them. These companies use large tank trucks. Available in a few large cities. Our company stands out from others because our fuelers are able to deliver gas whenever they want. Also, our services have the ability to expand exponentially.
This is so fucked up and unsafe.
Rocks, includes dude.
Profile creation, driver tracking,
personal. Boy, the voiceover guy was really doing way too much on this too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Touch a hand.
It's so simple.
That sucks. That is really bad. I mean, you remember when the fuel shortage was hitting everywhere? They were all those pictures of the guys who would buy those big water tanks and then fill those up with gas, and then people were like, "That's actually not the right." You actually can't do that. It's really dangerous to do that, and also you won't be able to use the gas in time. It's going to expire.
Should be doing is having several red containers of gas filled up outside of your home, outside of your apartment next to me.
That's right, Mike. That's the only way to be safe is to store your gas as close to Mike as possible.
Yeah, that shit was so funny. When my neighbor was done hoarding the gas, she just put all of the empty gas cans out. Maybe they were empty. Maybe they weren't. She just put them out by the trash can.
No way.
So it's like, are these still, they still have stuff in them or what?
Single use fuel canisters.
I couldn't believe it.
There are some people that are like really bad for the earth.
I swatted her home, Jeff.
Okay, well, you know what? All's fair. Sounds like we're all even, you know, like I feel so fucking bad every time. I say this all the time. Every time I got to throw something away, it just weighs on me. I got this box of like assorted DVDs, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't want DVDs anymore. This is for shit my kids don't watch. I'm going to take them to Goodwill, and they're going to sit at Goodwill for a long ass fucking time, and no one's going to want them. And I've contributed to this waste, you know? And meanwhile, on the way to school, I drive past the hospital, and there's like a huge mattress like sitting out in front of the hospital on the side of the road, just getting rained on and shit every day.
I was thinking about, what was it? I think it was today or yesterday. I was giving the cat some food, and I threw away a plastic spoon, and I was like thinking about it for like hours. Yep. I was like, man, I should not have thrown that away, huh?
Yep. Yep.
But meanwhile, like I saw like a, what was it? I saw like some tweet or something from some company saying like, here's what you can do to help the earth or something like that. I was like, motherfucker, it's not going to change anything if I throw away a plastic spoon.
Right. All I'm doing is making myself feel worse. That's the only thing. That's the only thing. That every time I cut the $300 check to the recycling company to take my shit to the dump in secret every year, that's that's all that's happening there is I'm feeling a little bit better. That's it.
Yeah. Makes no difference.
Monsanto says, how can I help the environment?
Yeah, that shit's so funny. Who had that big oil spill just a couple days ago? Who was that?
It was looks like it says here it was every single oil company all the time. It says here. No, I don't know. I know what you're talking about.
I saw that. I saw that, and I was like, damn, I have to start ripping the labels off of my glass containers before, like, or whatever the fuck.
I got to come clean with you guys. I have not been properly rinsing out the can of corn before I throw it in there. There's probably one kernel of corn in there. I know. Lock me up and throw away the key, you know?
This is on me. It's 900. This is on me. It's 900 degrees on the earth. I threw away that fucking plastic spoon. I should not have done that.
No, it's my fault because I thought that the Pringles can was all cardboard, but there is that small part. There's that part on the inside that's like a thin layer.
Is this good? Yeah, is this metal? Does it go in the metal? You know, the fucking whole earth is on fire.
So fucked up.
That rocks.
That's cool. Yeah, obviously that's so fuel bus, clearly something designed by a college moron. And he'll have a chance to get smarter maybe as he gets older, although it says he's a student at Texas A&M, so he'll probably just get dumber. So that's a shame. Good slam on Texas A&M. Couldn't tell you the first thing about that place. $1 pledge of $75,000. Back for 58 days to go.
The A stands for ass, and the M stands for something else. Texas ass and
ass and
something.
Cannot think of even a single word beginning with the letter M. Not even the one that actually stands for. Don't even know what it actually means.
Don't know what it is.
That's the problem.
Texas.
Don't know.
Don't know. It's not even like academic.
Academic and ass. Music. Yeah. Music.
Academic and ass.
You know what? We will come back to it, Keck. We will. We'll get you back in just a second. Okay. Next one I got for you, Mike, is called Slim Boy. Slim Boy. Wow, is that JF's new nickname? No, it's not. It's actually the world's thinnest TV mount. The world's thinnest TV mount. Nothing more, nothing less. That's good.
Texas asses and morons, because that's all that goes. That's all who goes there.
Assholes. Assholes and morons.
Assholes and morons.
Yeah. Fuck you, Texas.
Slim Boy, JF, is this your new nickname since you lost all of that weight and you look so good? No, this is the world's thinnest TV mount.
Actually, a lot of people would push back on that last part, Mike. This is just a TV mount. Let's play this video.
This is the Slim Boy, world's
thinnest. No, same narrator as the other one. That's good.
A TV hanging on the wall isn't always the most beautiful sight. The
disagree.
Have a huge gap to the wall. It can be complicated to remove from the wall.
This guy, the black and white guy.
Yep.
Bad. Why spend money on a slim TV when you can't have it close to the wall anyway, right?
I don't know what that is.
The eternal question, yeah.
The thinnest wall mount the world has ever seen. With only 4 millimeters to the
wall. Oh, my God.
Yeah, let me try and plug some fucking shit into this thing over here.
Will look like oh, boy.
Become an integrated part of your wall. All Slim Boys are cut using the newest laser technology to ensure pinpoint accuracy in every product. With a product made from 100% aluminum and cut from one solid piece, the Slim Boy is able to hold up to 100 kilograms or 220 pounds and comes with a
lifetime
warranty.
A lot of pounds.
The Slim Boy TV mount is so easy. Just drill holes, up to 10 depending how fragile your wall is, put in some plugs.
Not a single stud used on this.
That's it.
All anchors.
TV mounted using only 2 bolts and 2 washers for your TV. Find the bolts that fit your TV and screw them all the way in the top hole.
Everyone's favorite part of the process.
Lift your TV up and slide it down onto
God,
your
dude.
Slim Boy.
What was that, a 43-inch?
Mounted only 4 millimeters from your
wall. Wow, that's Kenya Bridge of Spirits looks really good on that 43-incher, though.
Bring this project to life and buy your own.
Look, I just, I actually did just bite the bullet and buy another TV mount.
Whoa.
I did just do this and...
You got it as close to the wall as you possibly could, right?
Yeah, I've actually cut a hole in the wall and just shoved the TV in there and then walked away. Tired of looking at this motherfucker anyways. Bad for your eyes. It does, so it says plug everything in before you mount it on the wall, and then it's got that little paintable strip that goes down the center of the TV as well, and didn't bother to paint it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a European thing, so look, it's hard to say... It's really hard for me to say to somebody who lives in Europe, hey, your TV situation is like all fucked up looking, because they all are. It's just weird. It's just they have a different standard for what they want the TVs to look like. So this guy really wants it super close to the wall. to me, that is a nightmare because you can't, once it's on there, you cannot change anything about it. It's just stuck like that forever. You can't move it. You gotta be able to adjust sometimes, you know, like you're sitting over here today. You want to move it a little bit. You gotta be able to do
That's so nice. Pull it. Yeah. Just, you know, turn it around a little bit.
The other thing about this Slim Boy here, and this is something, again, construction in European abodes is going to be different, but this is like, a foot long. This is like a foot long thing, and studs are 16 inches apart on center, or even 24 inches apart on center sometimes. So this thing's not, it's not even designed to hit the studs. This is not, you don't put your TV on this. You need to hit one stud when you're installing your TV, if you possibly can. This guy's got his wall anchors.
You can just drill 11 holes in your wall.
Jesus Christ. If you want. And look at the little fucked up hammer he's using too. I don't know what the hell this shit is. You need a big ass.
That's a European hammer.
It is. I saw one. Down here, we use a big fucking jackhammer to put all our nails in the wall for hanging our 75-inch TV, whatever the fuck. Anyways, it says it works with the Visa mounts because what you're doing is you're just sliding the washers into the... You're sliding the washers into the hooks, little divots. Yeah, and this is like... To me, this is technology you would use to hang a photograph.
Yeah, this is... I mean, you just... You know, I don't want to trust my TV to two bolts on there.
And, you know, he's not wrong that TVs do look ugly even when they're mounted. If you, like, walk up from the side and, like, look at the side, all the shit that's hanging out back there.
Nobody's doing that. Nobody's coming into your house and saying, what an ugly house you have, because they can see your HDMI cords. Well, you might do that to me.
I might do that, yeah.
Any normal person would not do that.
I might do that to you. My next thing I want to do is I want to cut, like, a frame to go behind the TV and mount it on some, like, painted plywood.
Mm-hmm.
And then do some lighting behind the plywood and create like this shadow box effect for the TV.
That would be cute.
Everything's hidden, but you've also got some indirect lighting. I think that would look pretty cool. There's some projects poking around. I might do that next time.
Where are you going to get to cut holes in your wall for that? Because I know that you can't do it.
Moving on. $243 pledged of $11,556. Four backers, 28 days to go. Slim Boy. I guess it is my nickname now since they're not going to make their money. I'm taking it over. Slim Boy, fuck you. It's mine.
Mine now. I got something, JF, for that ass. It's called the car trash bag holder. Trash bag holder. Find somewhere for you to sit when you ride in the car. This is the car trash bag holder. Keeps your car tidy and clean. strong leak-proof car trash bag holder. Let's play that goddamn video.
I'm excited. I'm excited based on just the car that's featured in this.
Yeah, Tesla.
Keep your car clean and tidy with a beautiful matte black and minimalist car trash bag. The sleek cylinder-shaped design is unobtrusive, compact, and slim. It's easily attached to your dashboard with a self-adhesive bar. After mounting the holder, pull out a new bag, press the button to lock the position, and open the bag on the front side. Your never-out-of-reach litter bag is all set. Because of the waterproof LDPE material, it's possible to dispose of liquid waste in the bag, such as coffee cups and cans.
Good.
Once the bag is full,
you can pour the water out of my water bottle into
dumping
it.
Dumping the rest of my beer in there.
Use the adjustable silicone strap to attach another.
Oh, God. Restraint. I hate this.
This product is designed at designnest.com.
I really don't like this. You know what? Do I generate trash in the car? Sometimes. You know, I don't want to eat in the car, but do you have like a gum wrapper or something that needs to get tossed, or like a receipt? You know? I mean, that happens. So here's my system for dealing with this. I put it in my pocket, and then I walk out of the car and throw it in the trash can after that.
Just hold on to it for, you're in the car for 20 minutes.
Come on. And the minimalist, it's been so long since minimalist has made its return to YKS, but minimalist trash bag?
I guess for like a car trip, right? You would want, but even then it's like you keep, you know, what are you doing? Sitting there and they're snacking all day long. You got a fucking huge 5-gallon bag full of.
For pit stops, right? Just keep it. Get your Kroger bag and put it in the back with the kiddos, and they're throwing their trash in there, and then you dump it when you go to the gas station. What the hell are we talking about here? You know? And this guy's got his $100,000 car where they purposefully put nothing on the dash at all, at any point. Nothing on the dash in a fucking Tesla.
What is it? What the size of this is? It looks like a small umbrella. It's long. It's like a long tube.
It's a long tube. Yep, it is. Yeah, Mike, I'm gonna hazard a guess at the size of this thing. I'm gonna say this is probably going on 10 to 12 inches long.
Yeah, I think it's about Jesse cock length long.
Oh my god!
It says here in the copy.
Didn't know you knew.
Approximately one Jesse's cock length.
That's incredible. Yeah, soft, soft as well. So it's actually a huge problem. It's not even that great.
It gets smaller when it gets hard.
But that's actually fine. $29 on this. You get one dispenser, and then it includes 6 rolls of 20 trash bags a piece. So what is that? 120 trash bags. That should last you, I'm going to say, your entire life. That will last you your whole. If you need more than that, you're doing something else in your car that I ain't doing.
Yeah, you gotta just get out of the car.
Some occasionally pop out of your car and generate some trash somewhere else.
Just step on that. The funniest shit is when somebody has a disgusting car. They throw fucking cans and all kinds of shit and just fucking move that over.
Yeah. You know what?
Stepping on shit.
I don't want to. You should have done this before I got here. I don't want to. Now I'm cleaning your car for you. That was nothing. God damn it. The worst thing I will have moving around in there sometimes is some mail. I'll get the mail and then I'll toss it in the passenger seat and my hands will be full. So the next time I get in the car, the mail is still sitting there. But it's not important mail, obviously, or else I would open it and deal with it. But it's just like junk. It's like, oh, your insurance has been canceled. We're no longer insuring you on your car.
Yeah,
like
this is a summons to appear in court.
Yeah. Who cares?
Get out of here, dude.
You know, if it ain't a coupon, I ain't opening it, you know?
I ain't got time for this. I just got pre-approved for an offer.
And it feels like there's a card in here. Obviously, it's not the real card, but it's a preview of what the card might look like if you ever get it.
Oh, so this is what the card feels like.
And speaking of fucking trash and recycling, big thanks to those guys for that setup of like, wow. Yeah.
Now I'm switching to reusable straws because of those guys.
I know.
Trying to offset.
Wow, I could really use this card if my name was John P. User and my card was 000000. Thanks.
A bunch of those cards falling out of my wallet. Oh, shit.
Leaving that behind at the restaurant. Sir, I think you left your card here, but it's not real.
Oh, did I?
Oh, I'll have to come in. I'll be wearing a... Tuxedo t-shirt. Oh, boy. That's too much has been on trash bags, gang. We get them from Kroger every time we go to the store anyways. Just use those fucking
things. And
you should
be going there multiple times a day anyways.
So you got to support our small business. That's right.
DesignNest.com is an insane website to go to. I don't know if you went to that, but...
No.
They got some real doozies on there. We're going to have to pick apart that website later, huh?
Wow. Do you think Dan could design this website? Oh, wow. I just clicked on it. Yeah, he definitely could. Dan, you could
look at it. Dude.
Dan, you would destroy this design.
Thanks, Eddie.
Look at this. Dan, you would kill this, bro.
You pulled it up like an hour ago and stuff's still loading.
This looks really fucked up. I thought it'd be like a glossy, like almost like a portfolio website of like, this is what we've designed.
Yeah,
it's
it seems
not.
To be. I mean, I don't know anything about it, obviously, but like, could have done research on him before the show, but but it's just like one of these websites that like features a bunch of products or something.
This just has an Alibaba plugin, is what it looks like to me, doesn't it? Don't you think it's just like, look at all this stuff as it populates on the page, just like a little light that twists on and off, or like some weird sticks or something. Yeah, this just takes you to. Oh my God. So many GIFs on this fucking page. Holy shit.
Everything is moving, dude. It's so insane.
some things have to be a static image. Not everything can move.
Get fucking 75 image previews on this page.
Holy Lord. Okay. That's enough of that. You know, even Pornhub has the decency not to play all of them at the same time. Even
just
you have to
mouse
hover.
Over, I think.
That's what I read in the documentation that came out. I like to read through the documentation of websites. Never been there myself. Let's do the next one, Mike. It's called the Luigian Latte Calendar. Now, what do we got here? This says, well, it's basically some kitty pics.
Why would you put this one on here? This one's nice. This one's sweet. It's like a cat calendar. Why would you select this one to feature?
No, this sucks. This fucking sucks.
you got Luigi and Linguini or whatever his name is there. And
No, I hate this. Yeah, look at. I mean, listen to this story. We are brothers by adoption. Our mom and dad saved us from the streets in Bangkok and gave us a home with a lot of love and things to break.
Stop.
Turning
bro,
my
I'm gonna
fucking
throw up.
Stomach. I mean, since I was the first one to be adopted and Latte was second. That's why I'm the favorite. Oh, so you're a sociopath. You're a sociopathic cat.
The cat can type. That's cool, though.
Disgusting.
I will say that's cool, the cat typing it.
Yeah, sure, until you think about where's that paw been? It's been in the litter box, right? It's been on the mouse corpse. So you really want that on your Razer gaming keyboard? I don't think so, pal.
The problem is we love to break stuff. Our toys don't last long, so we need better ones. Mom and Dad grounded us and said no more toys. That's why we're creating the calendar to raise monies for toys and asking the internet for the cha-ching. Just being honest here. So we need to hire a photographer, stylist, treat handler, and bird catcher, all essential for the calendar. Here's an example of the future calendar. It's got the little calendar there.
Well, it sounds like number one, it sounds like a government project, all this bloat. Wouldn't be surprised if they get a $200 hammer after this, toilet seat through the roof. And, of course, they got toys involved. So, you know, Uncle Sam's licking his greedy lips, his greedy little lips, big luscious lips, pulsating wet lips, hot red lips.
Sexy lips.
Sexy Uncle Sam lips. They're going to buy toys with this. Cat bowls. That's not a toy, but okay, I'll let it slide. More pork, of course, from the Luigi and Latte Company. Cat fountain. Mouse toys, feather toys, lots and lots of boxes. Balls with bells inside. Hair bands to play under supervision. Mechanical fishes to swim in a bowl. And
they
so
love
much
those
more.
Hair bands, huh?
They really do. They like biting them in half, is in my experience, making sure no one can ever use them. Very wasteful. Have to go right in the trash, probably straight to the landfill. So one more reason why, you know, getting rid of the cats would be a good move here. Send them back. You know, it's just the streets of Bangkok. I say, go fend for yourselves. You thought you were hot shit. Let's see you make it on your own. Pull yourself up
by
your bootstraps.
Destroy my hair ties.
That was the last thing. Doing the John Wick thing. When they destroy my hair ties.
I don't know why I didn't know why you put this one on here, JF, but then that's when I looked at the, who made the goddamn Kickstarter and clicked on their name. It's Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qurashi, the leader of the Islamic State of the Iraq and Levant. This is a fucking leader of ISIS, JF. Made this one.
Well, is it ISIS or is it ISIS-K? Oh, wait, does that stand for kitty? Is that why? ISIS, is that what it stands for?
The kitty cat division.
Oh my God.
ISIS.
No wonder these guys have
hearts
that
and minds.
Cold, dead look in their eyes. Look at these fools. Just kidding.
He wants me dead. I can see it in his eyes. He wants me dead just for being an American and having freedom. These cats want my life.
It's insane how healthy these cats look compared to any cat I've ever had in my life. These guys are not. I mean, my cats just spill over. You would never want a picture of my cat. I mean, they're absolutely. I mean, they're filthy creatures. And they don't take care of themselves.
They're slops.
These are some nice looking animals, but at the end of the day, it's not a charity website. you know, you want to build a compelling product, then that's your call, and I'll support you because of capitalism. But
yeah,
as far as this getting out the tip jar and saying, hey, I need 150 British pounds to make this calendar happen. You know, first of all, nobody's buying calendars anymore. We got them on our phones. So right there, you've missed the market. Okay. You tried to time the market and you failed. Okay.
Yeah.
And number two, I'm not supporting your toy habit. Get it under control, okay?
And the ISIS stuff.
And the ISIS stuff on top of that, you know, I don't care where you fall on the spectrum politically. You know, at the end of the day, it's like, jeez,
is this where you want to be?
I mean, these guys, give it a rest. $1 pledge of $203, one backer, 27 days to go. Mike fucked me on this one.
I was going to just not put one on here and say I couldn't think of one. But I decided to throw you under the bus.
You fucked me, absolutely. But that's okay. We made it work. And these guys love it. Hey, they love no matter what we do, these guys love it. Ain't that great? Ain't that cool? don't we have the best fan? Mike, don't we have the best fans?
We got the best fans in the biz. Let's hear it for the fans.
Give yourselves a round of applause. Seriously. Seriously.
Serious.
Thank you.
We're outside banging the pots and pans.
Oh, boy. Unbelievably, that's all we have time for, Mike, save for one last segment. It's called That's Where You Come In. Let's hear it.
You're going to want to contact YKS. You're going to want to talk to Mike and JF. You're going to want to call 802-359-PISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 544 West Main Street, 209 Gallatin. Tennessee 37066. They got a Gmail. If the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter, and that's it. You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're gonna wanna let them know you exist. Leave a little message for Mike and JF. YKS bot on Instagram for grill pics.
All right, gang, it's time for That's Where You Come In. Thank you to our friend Howell for the terrific theme song, as always. And for more Howell, you got to head on over to the Fast Track podcast and the Patreon as well. Good stuff coming up there on the show here pretty soon, Mike, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's got some great guests coming on for his Tracktober series that he's doing. A couple of guys that you may know. If you're familiar with the Your Kickstarter Sucks guys, you may be very familiar with these
guys. You picking up that hint? We're giving you a hint. Fucking subscribe. Why do you make us do this? Why are you like this?
I fucking spell it out for you.
I hate our fans. They're the worst fans in the whole business. Oh, here we go. Email time. Teresa writes in, "Hi, guys. Thanks for the opportunity to make what I consider to be a pretty solid joke to my husband. See screenshot below. For context, my husband is a sound guy. And our last name is 80, pronounced like the number 80. He also liked the costume, so this was just great all around. Sounds like a hit for the whole family here. And here's the screenshot, Mike. You see Mike barely peeking in on the screen, which is exactly how I like it. Mike fighting for every inch of screen real estate he possibly can get, and we love that. He's off to the side.
If it was up to Jesse, I wouldn't be on the show.
Now, you've got an adorable little kitty cat, putting the other kitty cats to shame from the six-pack. I mean, they look like total dog shit compared to this cute little critter. And in the middle, we've got our friend Howell Dottie, aforementioned Howell Dottie here. This must be a screenshot from the video episode on the Squeeze Louise tier. Yeah, we are all
in costume. Howell Dottie is wearing his dumb guy costume.
Fuck you, Howell. We hate your guts.
Piece of shit.
And it says here that they've done a little editing here, and probably in an iPhone. It looks like it says sound mixer Les Udi.
Sound mixer for Berserker, Les Udi. Legendary sound mixer, Les Udi. Well,
but of course, as we noted, the sound was a little bit rough on at least the copy that we listened to. Legendarily bad sound mixer, Les Udi.
He doesn't care. He's in there doing his thing.
And Teresa has appended this joke here. She says, the sound for this movie needed less Udi and more 80. And that had to put a big smile on hubby's face.
Had to have been a fucking hit.
That was that's a wife win right there. Teresa, you hit it out of the park. I love that for you and for hubby. Boy, you know what? You really don't think about the fact that it is possible for a couple to sit around and watch the YKS episodes. That has truly...
Does that sound like a good night? Kicking back and watching Jesse and Mike on TV?
I love it. If you're that big of a weirdo and you found another big weirdo to shack up with for the rest of your days, God bless you. That is so cool.
Bring it in, guys.
That's awesome. I do sort of imagine, I think as I alluded to before, it's just one guy sitting in his computer chair watching these things. So that's sort of who we make the stuff for, is a guy sitting in his computer chair watching these things. But you know what? It's a family affair sometimes here on YKS, and Miketober is no exception. But we've got another email as well. I wanted to get to this one. Max writes in, this is hilarious. I crack up every time I watch it. P.S. That's not my real name on the email. Can't change it. It's from my old school that I droppled out from, but still use the email. And attached is this video here. So let's check this out.
Okay, pause it real quick.
Yeah.
So you have two adult cats and one small cat. And then what this video is it's overlaying text over top of the video, inferring that this is what the cats are thinking or saying or whatever.
Possibly like, saying as well. Yeah, not clear. Yeah. Okay. So let's narrate this. So one of them is, so the little cat is saying, "Mom, my uncle hit me." So I'm guessing the relationship here is...
Yeah, one is the uncle, one is the mom.
Okay, cool. Okay, interesting dynamic. Normally you wouldn't see mom, uncle, and kid hanging out. I don't know what's happening.
Maybe
there.
The dad passed on.
That's really sad. How did he hit you, mom says, and then son cat turns around and says, "That's it. How dare you beat my son? Oh.
And then a smack from this guy. And the uncle says, "Where did I hit you? How can a child lie?"
Yeah.
And then the mom says, go back.
The mom says, how can a child who is just full moon lie?
Don't know what that means.
I'm not sure what that is. And then uncle says, "You say, when did I hit you?"
And the kid says, "Mom, I'm afraid." "Speak," says the uncle.
"Speak," says the uncle. "What are you yelling at?" Mom says with another slap.
That's the whole video. I cracked up when I saw this last night.
That is funny as fuck. 61 views on a channel that has 60,000 subscribers. So truly, do not understand how any of this happened.
That's so good.
But thank you so much, Max. That absolutely rocks. If you've got any funny pet videos,
send us your funny videos, gang.
Yeah, send us your funny videos. We would love a laugh, and we'd love to share a laugh.
And maybe we'll feature them on the show.
Yeah, and we'll tell you what we think. Was it a stinker, or was it a? Yeah. Well, what's the opposite of that? Whatever it is.
It's a stinker, or does it smell good? That's what we'll rate your videos if you send them in.
Oh boy, I gotta come up with something better than that.
Yeah, we need to come up.
Hey boys, this is Tom. I was just listening to some episode. I don't know. I don't care. And I'm just kind of rushing home for lunch between classes. I'm a college professor over here. And Mike said I believe this is a quote, that the tip of his penis fell off. And I want to let you know that I spit when that happened and got spit on the front of my pants in my lap area. So now I have to teach a class in like 20 minutes here, and it looks like I did cummies in my pants. So if you could give me a little more warning when you're going to say things like that, I'd appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
YKS, it'll make your professors come in their pants. One more YKS. Well, here's one place to get it. Over on the YKS Premium Patreon page, Mike, we're all month long. We've got, well, you know what it is. Why don't you tell them about it?
It's Mike-tober, baby.
Oh, my God.
Sorry for creeping.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. It's just me. It's your old pal, DB. And we'll be showing some great films over on the, Patreon or what have you. And these ones are blockbusters, JF. We got Slumber Party Massacre with Kath Kruger coming up. Catherine Kruger. Kath.
I'm really excited about this, Mike, and hopefully you can name down whether you'll be using her full name or the familiar version of her name when we get her on the show.
I will think about it, and I will get all the other guest names down, too.
It's just a matter of time before Mike gets all these
Paul
guests
F.
right.
Pumpkin? Is it Pumpkin?
Okay, I'm going to write these down with the pronunciation guide for you, Mike. Shouldn't be that hard, but we're going to take care of it, gang. We've already had some great episodes over there. The Squeeze Louise tier is where you want to go if you want video to watch along with some of these great movies with us. Very excited about this one coming up this week, and there's even more to come. So why don't you head over there right now, patreon.com/yourkickstartersucks. Sign over your credit card. Oh, yeah, and your firstborn. That could be something scary to say if you want to.
Yeah, make sure you have your arm and your leg. That's from earlier. Was it today?
I think that was Mike, I believe that was several days ago. Now introducing annual subscriptions on the YKS Premium Patreon page. Don't feel like recurring charges showing up on your credit card all the time. You have to explain to the other person looking at your credit card bill when even they shouldn't. It's your business. Leave us alone. Sign up for 1 year at a time and get it out of the way. Over on YKS Premium, enjoy a small discount as well. Courtesy of yours truly, Mike had nothing to do with it. All right. See you over there. Goodbye.